The Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, anticipates that COVID-19 cases worldwide will pass the 200 million mark over the next 2 weeks. And that, he says, is an underestimate.
On average, in 5 of WHO's 6 regions, infections have increased by 80%, or nearly doubled over the past 4 weeks. In Africa, deaths have increased by 80% over the same period. Much of this increase is being driven by the highly transmissible Delta variant, which has now been detected in at least 132 countries. WHO has warned that the COVID-19 virus has been changing since it was first reported, and it continues to change. So far, 4 variants of concern have emerged, and there will be more as long as the virus continues to spread. The rise is also driven by increased social mixing and mobility, the inconsistent use of public health and social measures, and inequitable vaccine use. Hard-won gains are in jeopardy or being lost, and health systems in many countries are being overwhelmed.
And Dr. Maria van Kerkhove of the World Health Organization on the issue of the Delta variant.
Certainly, the Delta variant is one of the variants of concern that WHO is tracking, as well as many countries around the world. It has demonstrated increased transmissibility, and we've known about this for several weeks, if not several months, in terms of the contagiousness, as you put it. The Delta variant is more transmissible than even the Alpha variant, which was first detected around the end of the year. There are several reasons. We're really trying to get a better handle on why the Delta variant is more transmissible. There are certain mutations in the Delta variant that, for example, allow the virus to adhere to a cell more easily. There is some laboratory studies that suggest that there's increased replication in some of the modeled human airway systems. There are some laboratory studies that are looking at the CT value or the viral load of individuals who are infected with the Delta variant. And we're seeing lower CT values, which means a higher viral load in individuals with the Delta variant. And so there are a number of factors. We're working with many different groups around the world to get a better handle on all of these different reasons. But the SARS-CoV-2 virus and all of its variants are dangerous viruses. With the Delta variant, in terms of severity, we have seen a few countries demonstrate increased hospitalization rates, but we have not yet seen an increase in mortality. And so, again, we're trying to better understand why we may be seeing that. But the Delta variant, in terms of people who are infected with this variant, it has not yet translated into increased mortality. What we do know is that public health and social measures do work against the Delta variant. We know that our vaccines are safe and effective against severe disease and death. And so those who have access to the vaccine, when it's your turn, please get vaccinated and make sure that you get the full course of your dose, because it is definitely working against severe disease and death. There is some data that suggests that people, and we of course have also known this as well, that people who are infected, people who are vaccinated can be infected and they can transmit, although the likelihood of that is much reduced if you are vaccinated. So again, we need people to be vaccinated. But it's important that we look at vaccines and not vaccines only, and that we complete, we use a comprehensive approach to understanding and to controlling transmission and to drive transmission down, because the virus will continue to evolve the more we allow it to spread.
That's Dr. Maria van Kerkhove of the World Health Organization. And this has been SAGICOR's Early Business.